Welcome back to Moms Unbothered, the show where we ditch the toxins, trust our instincts, embrace a healthy lifestyle, and don't care who it bothers. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Kate.
And today we have a very special guest. His 400,000 followers know him as Sorted, but we know him as Joey. That's right, we have Joey Jurgovan, who stays sorted every day by living a non-toxic lifestyle with a real food diet. You're going to hear all about how Joey became sorted, why he chose to start a clothing line, and of course, the moment you've all been waiting for, the tea on his relationship with our very own crunchy mom, Kate. Before we get into this, if you love conversations that challenge the status quo and help you level up your health, take 2 seconds to hit the like button, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, or leave a quick review if you're a podcast listener. It helps more moms like you find this podcast, and let's be real, the more of us out there, the less we have to explain why we don't let our kids eat McDonald's. Okay, welcome, Joey. By now, the news is out. You guys are dating. It's Instagram official, which means it's actually real life official.
Yep.
And you've moved to Iowa.
I moved to Iowa. Yep.
Yeah.
I've been here.
How is it?
It's great. Iowa's awesome. It's a vibe. I moved here from Florida on March 1st, so almost a month now. I've been in Iowa, and it's good living. People have been questioning my decision to move from Florida to Iowa. But I like Iowa better. It's a more calm, peaceful vibe here. Florida was a little hectic for me, but I'm still settling in to Iowa, but it's been good.
Better people in Iowa?
Oh, of course. Much better people in Iowa.
How have you been adjusting, though, with lack of sun?
I mean, I'm looking outside right now. There's pure sun.
Perfect.
So, I mean, I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Chicago, so it's nothing new to me here. Like this feels like home. It's just like where I grew up. I'm getting sorted no matter where I'm at. Doesn't matter. I'll find a way.
Also, yeah, you just got 1 year of being in Florida. The other 27 years of your life, you have strictly been Midwest. So you're like used to this. If you guys don't know, Joey and I are we were originally 2 hours away from each other. So like he grew up around Chicago. I'm in Iowa. When someone sent me his page for the very first time, I looked at his profile picture and I was like, oh, no way. This guy like has to live near me. Like he is in Chicago. I was like, well, what are the odds? And then I was like, all right, I'll slide into the DM and like, let's just see where it goes. But I like specifically even remember where I was standing the moment I sent that first DM. Cause I was like, what if? Like I had no idea who this guy was, like anything about him. But I was just like, I know that this person is close. And I know that like my person out there, like, has to be at least somewhat close or at least willing to be in the Midwest. So, and I was like, I might as well shoot my shot.
Isn't that crazy how those like teeny moments, and when it's happening, you're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But then looking back, you remember those teeny moments because they're the start of something so big.
For sure. Yeah. I like distinctively remember sending my first message and like where I was sitting in my dining room at the table. And I remember just like, might as well shoot my shot and send the DM.
It's crazy because the day before she DM'd me, my friend came over and he went to college with her. And he was like, oh, I see you follow that crunchy mom. And I was like, yeah, I follow crunchy mom, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, telling me about her, this and that. And then the next day,
I followed him.
She followed me.
DM'd Which is me. Like such a God thing, for real. Because like, that is like insane. One, that I went to college with this guy. And like, we had like mutual friends. Like we were always at the same parties and stuff. But Joey had just like seen me on the internet and was following my page. He thought I was married.
Yeah.
Because obviously I have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that, the guy was like, yeah, no, she's like not married. I went to college with her, like nice person, blah, blah, blah. And then I DM'd him the next day. So he thought that his friend had like,
yeah, I was like,
out.
Oh, dude, did you hit her up? Blah, blah, blah. Like, no way. What are the chances? Like literally the next day.
Literally divine timing. Yeah. Like within a 24-hour period, you were talking about me and then I followed you.
And DM'd me the next day.
Yeah. And like we like came to realize like, yeah, we like know mutual people. But yeah, I had never heard of him before. And you had obviously never heard of me besides like seeing me on social media.
Yeah.
Wow. Meant to be.
Meant to be. But today we are going to go over the Q&A that Jordan and Joey put up on their stories. And we're just going to answer all the juicy questions that you guys have.
Can't wait.
Okay. One of the most asked questions we got that a lot of people are curious about is how you guys have meshed Barrett and Joey together. Mary-Kate, did you wait to introduce them? How have you guys been getting along? And just how has that dynamic been?
Yeah. So my son just turned 6 in end of November. My son like has a dad. He has an active dad. So I just worded this as like, this is my friend, Joey. And like, that's the appropriate thing. It feels right for me. I'm sure other moms do it other ways, but like, he just literally thinks we all hang out and are friends. And I just think it takes the pressure off of like, I don't know. It could be confusing for a 6-year-old to be like, wait, I have a mom and I have a dad, but who's this new guy that, so yeah, I'll like side hug him and like put my head on his shoulder and stuff, but it's not like we're like kissing in front of my son or anything like that. We all just hang out and Barrett is literally obsessed with Joey, like obsessed. For those that don't know, we met in the end of 2023 and we had like hung out a few times on and off. Joey moved. Like we were actively talking for the majority of this time. We had a few months where we went like zero contact. When Joey like more recently started coming over, I was just like, this is my friend Joey, like let's hang out with him. And now Barrett is just like obsessed. And
one of buds.
Yeah. One of the craziest things, because I don't know if there's other single moms listening to this, I had like the worst guilt about like my family not working out. And so like, I was so scared that Bear would like grow up in a broken home and like feel like, oh, like my mom is with someone else. Like they're going to have kids eventually. And it's just, I just want everyone to feel like a one unit. It was like the craziest God thing, but Joey was hanging out at our house. Literally one of the first times Barrett had met him. Still Barrett thinks that Joey is just my friend. And he said to Joey, do you have a wife? And Joey was like, no. And Joey was like, and Barrett was like, do you have kids? And he was like, no. And Barrett was like, you should marry my mom. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then like from that moment, it was just like the guilt kind of fell away. And I was like, okay, Barrett's going to be okay no matter what. And like, I don't have to carry the burden of like being distraught that, you know, my family is not like a traditional family.
Yeah. How has it been for you, Joey?
It's been great. It's been honestly just, it feels natural. Like nothing feels forced or like weird or uncomfortable. Like, I come over every day and it's a joy to see Kate and B. And he's so excited every day when I come over. He FaceTimes me before I get here. When are you coming over? Why are you not here yet? And
he's like always trying to like, he like always wants Joey to hold him or he's like always hugging Joey. Like Barrett feels very secure and like safe with Joey. Like he is just obsessed.
Yeah, it's been really good, honestly.
That's really sweet. I know you said you were like worried as a single mom how things were going to turn out, but I think there's good men out there and Joey's, you know, proof of that because I also was not raised by my biological dad. If you ever hear me say dad, he's not my biological dad, but he ended up adopting me later on. I know Barrett has an active father, but I did not. And so I think this is like great for all single moms out there listening. There is a man out there that will be a great addition to your family and will be able to step in and just kind of mesh, like everything just kind of falls into place mesh and all the kids are going to be all right.
Yeah. It was like my biggest fears. And I would tell Joey all the time, like Joey would be like, I want to date you. Like I want to be with you, all of this. And I would just be like, I can't do it. Like I can't imagine bringing another person into my son's life. Like the guilt will eat me alive forever. Like I'm scared nobody will love Barrett. Like, you know, like their own. And just like all of those fears are completely gone. And it's just like, if you're a single mom listening to this, I really hope you know that like, you don't have to settle. You will find your person. And like, it's just crazy to see how this has all unfolded because yeah, I was just terrified that like, I was ruining my son's life if I were to choose to get into a relationship with someone else. And that's kind of why I like pushed it off for so long. But now, yeah, now looking back, I'm like, oh, I should have done this forever ago. Like, I should have just given in forever ago.
Like everyone was telling you to.
Yeah, literally.
You weren't ready to hear it.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to hear
it. You're not going to listen until you're ready to hear it.
I have been in therapy about this for almost literally a year. And it's crazy because, like, when Joey and I met, we had, like, just very fast, like, kind of just grown really close to each other. But I, like, didn't want to date. Like, I was just, like, not friend zoning, but like, it was just, I didn't want the commitment of dating because I just wasn't ready. And he was like, have you ever like talked to a therapist? Like, have you ever like wanted to talk to like someone? And I was like, I just don't know where to find one because like, I want a Christian therapist. I want someone aligned with my values. And he literally found me my therapist. And it has been life-changing, like to have the perspective of an outsider who like has no idea who what any of the people in my life are, just to have like an outside perspective. And then it just all kind of like meshed together. And now Joey joins my therapy sessions sometimes.
We do therapy together now.
Yeah, which I think is so healthy. I love it. This relationship is a complete 180 from any relationship I've ever had. And I just like, it's just so, I feel like it's like very God-centered and like God-honoring. And it's just, it's literally crazy to see how everything is unfolding.
I think a lot of people kind of roll their eyes when people say like, oh, it's like meant to be, or like, it's just easy. Like, you know, when you know, but it's true. Like you do, like it just feels different. You just know.
Yeah. You just literally know. And I remember thinking like my friends would tell me like, yeah, I just knew, or like, you know, I had never been treated better in my life. And I'm like, I don't know. I just don't know if that's ever going to happen for me. Like, I feel like I'll just have to kind of like settle and like pick someone like best fit. But like this, like, you know, you like check all my boxes. Like you, I could not have like, I could not have, if I put everything I wanted into a bowl, it's like you came out with more than what I
thought. And I feel the same way about her.
Slay.
And you told me that when we first met too.
What?
Everything you just said, how people would tell you, oh, you'll just know.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, I never believed that to be true, but mm-hmm. now I do. You told me that when we first met.
It's crazy.
And it's just taken this long to get to this point.
I'm very stubborn. I don't like when people tell me what to do. I have to figure things out for my own. But I think having a therapist also that is like Christ-centered. Also, if you're listening to this and being like, chill out on the God stuff, I promise I was not like a big God person before. Like this is all within the last like 3 years where I've really like transformed my life. So if you're listening to this, I promise like I'm normal. It's just like, it's crazy how much God has worked in my life. And I feel like, yeah, it's like important to note that because God has just transformed my life and it's crazy to watch unfold.
Amen.
Okay, can you tell us your story of how you started your Instagram page, but like overall how you even just became into like the sorted lifestyle? Because like me, Joey was kind of just like drank all the time in college, like didn't really care about anything, didn't have God in his life. So, and then obviously now it's 180 different. Mm-hmm. So can you like tell your full story?
Yeah. So I would say, what is it? Almost 3 years ago now, beginning of summer 2022. Is when I first started getting sorted. I was like dipping my toes in the water of getting sorted. And, you know, I had just seen stuff online, like on Instagram, people posting about eating more red meat and, you know, like all the toxins in our lives, this and that. And it just piqued my interest. I was like, you know, this kind of makes sense. Like, what? Why am I eating food with 40 ingredients that I can't pronounce? Why do I use this product that's made up of all these chemicals that I can't pronounce? You know, like it just clicked and I was like, yeah, this makes sense to start eating more whole foods, living a more natural way. I sit inside all day. I should probably be outside getting some sun, like going on walks, moving my body. Like I was an accountant. I was literally just sitting at a desk all day. Like I had cared about my health in the sense of like, I want to look good. I wasn't thinking long-term of when I'm 30, 40, 50, like I want to be capable, healthy, be able to just do everyday things. Like that's, I kind of shifted my mindset to that. And once I started getting sorted, there was no going back. Like I just, it was a slow but sure thing for the first couple months. I was still drinking on the weekends, still eating some bad food over the weekends when I was drunk. And then September of 2022, it was like the tipping point for me. I went out, got super drunk, blackout drunk, woke up the next day, and I was just like, I'm never doing this again. I was thinking in my head, like, I had got promoted to manager at my job when I was an accountant, and I was like, dude, you're out in Wrigleyville in Chicago. That's where young kids hang out. What if someone who works under you saw you out just wasted? Like, I had no idea what I had done, and I just woke up, and I was like, yeah, this is it. I'm too old for this. And when I quit drinking, that is truly when, like, things clicked for me, like when everything changed, when I quit drinking and I just locked in 100% on myself. I wanted to do all these things. They no longer were something that like, oh, I have to work out. I have to force myself to not drink over the weekend or eat a certain way. Like everything just started feeling right. And they were things that I wanted to do. And I lived like that for a year. Like I was just like head down, went to my job. I was in a long-term relationship. 10 years almost, we had split. So it was like the first time I'd been single in a very long time. And I just focused on myself. Like I just put all my efforts into myself and becoming the best version of me. And a year went by of doing that. And I just looked in the mirror and I was like, dude, you are a completely different person. Everything, not only the way that I looked, the things that I wanted in life, the way that I acted, just my values, everything changed over the course of a year of just like getting my 10K steps, eating whole food, working out, not drinking, just like focusing on myself and my health. And then after a year of that, I was just a completely different person. And I was like, I cannot work this accounting job anymore. I don't want to do this. I do not want to sit at a desk all day. I was living in downtown Chicago in a high rise. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't live in this environment. Nothing is aligned with who I am anymore. Like, I don't want to live downtown, go out on the weekends, drink, go out to eat, you know, work at my desk all day. Just everything in my mind, those things were no longer an option. I just wasn't going to do them. And I had no clue what I was going to do. And that summer of 2023, I started thinking about doing Instagram. And I was thinking like, you know, people do this all over the internet. There's so many people like living this lifestyle, promoting like this way of eating, this way of living. And it looks like they make money and don't have a job and they just do Instagram. Like, why can't I do that? I was in my head. I'm like, I'm a relatable guy. I'm younger. Everyone who was kind of in this space, they were, you know, a little more established, 30, 40 years old. Like, I hadn't seen anyone really my age who was promoting it. And I just was like, I grew up on the internet. I get like memes and like funny things. And just like, I just felt super relatable because I lived a pretty stereotypical lifestyle. Went to college, went out on the weekends, got my degree, got an accounting job, like safe, secure job, work my 9 to 5, like still go out on the weekends. Like I felt very relatable to a majority of people, but like I had something to offer because all of the things I was doing, it's not like before when I was working on stuff, they were all forced. I was doing them because I thought I had to in order to look a certain way. And when I changed my perspective to I'm doing these things because I want to, they make me feel good. Like if I don't do these things, then I'm going to feel uncomfortable. I'm not going to be my best self. And I wanted to share that with everyone because I thought it was so simple, yet people look at health and like look at getting in shape and they just feel intimidated. And there's so much information. It's so overwhelming. Like you can't eat this. You have to eat that. Fasting, not fasting. Like literally there is conflicting information regarding everything in health. Like whatever perspective or narrative you want to push, you could find research or whatever to support that. And I just wanted to be like, dude, it's so easy. Just like go outside, go for a walk, lift some weights here and there, do things that make sense. Like, does it make sense to eat whole food or does it make sense to eat ultra processed food that sits on a shelf for 4 years, you know? Like, and so I started my Instagram page September of 2023. 2 weeks into posting, I had posted a few videos. A couple videos went viral, like got a couple million views. And it was literally just nonstop from there. Like, I think I gained 30,000 followers in the first month. That was September to October. You followed me in October.
He was already following me first.
I was following her first. Yeah. I was following Kate. She had followed me in October and we quit our jobs together in December, like officially quit in January, but put our notices in
the same day, I think. Right.
Or we put our notice in the same day. Yeah. And then I quit a week before her.
Yeah. And it, like at this time we were not dating. Like we were just like,
we had just met.
Yeah. But that is just like another thing. Like we're just like stars were aligning. Like what? I just met this guy on the internet. We also both just like quit our jobs the same day. Like,
yeah. So it was crazy.
Yeah. Like, and yeah, we didn't even like start. I mean, we just started dating in December of like 2024, but it's just crazy to think like, you know, December of 2023, like we had quit our jobs the same day together. But like, I think God was like just pruning me in my life and God was like working on you in your life to like mend us into like these people who like could come together and like want to be one. Because if we would have started dating right when we met, it wouldn't have worked. Like I was so unhealed. Yeah. I had so much like trauma and just baggage to be like working through. And also like, I feel like God just like gave you so much patience to just like understand me. Because at first it was like, I was like, you don't get it. You don't get me. Like, he's like, come to Chicago. Let's go to here, do this. And I'm like, you don't get it. Like, my anxiety is so bad right now. Like, I can't function. And it was just like, it wasn't like, he wasn't getting it. And then one day it was like, you just woke up and you're like, well, he literally was like, God literally spoke to me. He's like, this sounds crazy, but God spoke to me and I understand you now. Like, I get it. Like to your everything. Core. Yeah. To your core, I get you. And he does. And I could literally cry about it because it's like, I felt like it was so hard. Like, I was like a burden to be loved. It like, just doesn't like, I don't feel like a burden anymore. Like, it's like, you just like love me so much. And like, I feel like I can just like be me and just like be 100% vulnerable. And I just like know that you're just going to like, love you just got it. Yeah. You just like, it's not too much for you to handle.
No. It took time to get there.
Yeah. It took time.
It took time to get there. I mean, my feelings for you never changed, but yeah, it required a massive amount of patience to get to this point for sure. And, you know, like some people in my life may have thought like, dude, what? Like,
yeah.
You're still trying to be with this girl, this and that.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just like, dude, you just don't understand. Like how you're saying in your head, thinking about me, like he just doesn't understand me. Like I would think that about other people in my life who are just like, dude, you're still trying to be with this girl, X, Y, Z. I'm just like, you don't understand. Like,
cause like
I couldn't expect someone to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, cause it would just be like, we would be talking and then all of a sudden I'd be like, I can't do this. Like, what am I doing? Like the reality would set in that like, if I am with you, my old life is ending. And even though my old life, like I knew I was growing out of it in relationships, I was growing out of, like, I couldn't wrap my mind around it. So I would just be like, never mind. I can't talk to you anymore. And I would just be like, go ghost for months at a time. And so people in his life are like, dude, what are you doing? Like, why are you still trying to be with this girl who like doesn't want to be with you? But it's like, I wanted to be with you so bad. I just like could not get myself to be brave to take the leap. But like, I felt so safe and comfortable to do it once like God had worked through you. And like, you just showed me like, yes, I've got you. I have the patience to handle this. Like, I understand you to your core. And then it just like was so easy to be like, okay, I'm ready today. It took a long time. It took over a year.
It would have been so easy to just be like, yeah, this isn't going to work. Let's go our separate ways. Like that, to do that would have been way, way easier than to get to where we are.
Yeah.
Right.
For
now.
Sure. Yeah. But I think it makes it so much better because it's like we worked
for sure
so hard on ourselves.
Like it literally felt to get to this point. At one point, it felt like this is never going to happen.
Yeah.
Like it felt like, not that it's never going to happen, but like I can't
keep waiting.
Not even keep waiting. Like I just can't fathom it being reality.
Yeah.
Like we've been in this point for so long. The way things are, like for me to be here in Iowa with you, we spend every day together. Barrett is in my life. I'm in Barrett's life. Like it felt like at one point, like it's just like a fantasy. Like it's never really gonna like, cause we were just like this for so long.
But then I would get so spooked. I would just like, we would be so good. Everything would be going great. And then I would just be like, reality would hit me and I'd be like, never mind. I don't want to talk to you anymore. And it wasn't because I didn't want to talk to him. It was like, I was so scared to say goodbye to my old life, but like, I knew it had to happen. And then it just like, I remember I always cry in the shower. I was bawling my eyes out in the shower and I literally like was praying out loud. Like, God, if Joey is meant for me, you have to change my heart. And like, give me the courage to just like step into this new life. And it was like an instant surrender. Like within the next couple of weeks, I was just like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, of course.
Well, dude, because then, I mean, this is a little off track, but like the low histamine thing.
We were like, finding a pattern that every time I was like 2 weeks out from my period, I would just have these crash outs and I would be like, I can't be with you. Yeah. Like, this is not reality. Like, I kept telling him, like, fantasies just like don't happen. Like, this is not reality. Like, and I would just like be like, I gotta go. Like, I can't talk to you anymore. And then one day he came to me, he was like, have you ever heard of the low histamine diet? Or like, have you ever heard of like histamine intolerance? And I'm just like, yeah, I have. Like, be quiet. Like, I don't want to hear another.
That's actually not what happened. At first she said, oh my gosh, these are like all my symptoms, blah, blah, blah. Like you were like open to it. And then I was like, yeah, you might have a histamine intolerance. And then that's when you're like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Because like everyone always tries to get me to do things for my anxiety. Like, oh, try this for your anxiety. Yeah. And like when he brought it up, I was like almost offended. Just like,
oh, my anxiety is caused by this.
Yeah, like you don't get it. Yeah. And like, obviously I have like other deep-rooted issues that cause my anxiety, but like the histamine thing was a game changer. And like, it was just another God thing to like, I could finally like relax and like not crash out every month and be like, hey, I can't talk to you anymore.
Sure.
Yeah, so that was another thing that Joey discovered for me was my histamine intolerance.
And that just like, I mean, that was a little thing, but that helped you get to the point where like randomly we were on FaceTime one night. That was like the middle of December.
Yeah.
It was like a few weeks before Christmas. And she's just like, yeah, I'll be your girlfriend. And I was like, what? And she's like, no, yeah, I'll be your girlfriend. And I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yeah, we're boyfriend, girlfriend now. Cause how many times I'd be like, yeah.
Are you going to be my girlfriend?
Yeah, are you going
to
be my girlfriend?
Or like I would always say like, we're too old to be calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah. Like it just, we date, like, stop, like, don't call it boyfriend and girlfriend. And then I was finally like, yeah, actually you can be my boyfriend. Like that's fine.
Yeah. And
here we are.
Yep.
Isn't that beautiful how every decision you guys made brought you guys here? Cause literally like if Joey hadn't taken his shirt off on Instagram and gone viral,
who knows? She probably would never even
You know, every little teeny decision brought you guys here.
Yeah, for real. Like if your profile picture hadn't been Chicago, I would have never just been like, yeah, I'm just going to send him a DM. But like, I knew where he was. So I was like, dude, this could work. You're 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is like, when I first DM'd you, I wasted no time asking like my core value things. I literally said,
yeah, she was super direct.
What are your thoughts on God? And did you get the COVID vaccine? And like, if he would, like, depending on his answer, like, I was going to like either continue with it or not. But I was just so upfront in like my beliefs that, and it felt not scary. Like before that, like I had casually dated like one other person and like, I was too scared to bring up like my core values. Cause I was like, oh, I don't want to scare him away. But like with Joey, I was just like, I have to do it. And like, I think because we have just been so, if Joey has taught me one thing, it's just honesty and like just being upfront, like never, I don't know, like you just like.
There's no time and place for even small little lies or like not saying how you feel or just like masking things, like just being brutally honest and your authentic self without reservation is something that I would say is a core value of mine.
Yeah. And you made me feel so safe because like, I know like to my core, he is never lying to me, even about the tiniest thing. Even if I said like, what'd you eat for breakfast? Like you're gonna just tell me the truth. Like, I just know that you never lie. So it makes me feel like I can just be brutally honest. Yeah.
Cause I don't want you to be any other way. Like that is like, if we're talking pet peeves, that's my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah.
Even little white lies, just any not telling the truth about anything is just, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's also key for me. Cause then like when he buys me presents, he has to tell the truth if it's like something or not. I love asking directly.
I say you're not allowed to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, he won't even lie to me about like what he got me for my birthday. So it makes me feel so safe.
But yeah, when you DM'd me, there was no time wasted. And I specifically remember when you were like, you didn't directly say, did you get the COVID vax? You said like, cause I said I lived in Chicago, yada, yada, yada. And you were like, oh, COVID must have been terrible for you. And when you said that, I was like, oh yes, dude. Like I know she is not for the vax.
I was so scared because everyone in Chicago got the vax because like you had to. So like, I was like, okay, well, I'm not, I gotta ask this guy if he got it or not. And like, when you said you didn't get the vaccine, I was like, oh my gosh, the stars are aligning.
Yeah.
He's clean. He's pure.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, a lot of people are wondering how maybe your lifestyles, like health-wise, are going to mesh. Some people pointed out maybe Kate has a little more packaged foods in her diet than you. Are you going to be okay with that? Are you going to allow such nonsense in your household?
I think, you know, people think I'm super strict or something. You know, like, I'm never going to eat McDonald's. Like, I guess I'm super strict in that sense.
Yeah.
So some people are like, well, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, I'll never eat McDonald's or something. Like I am intentional about everything I do. So it's like, for example, we made the cookie skillet the other day. Yeah, that has sugar. It's not the healthiest thing ever, but it is made at home with ingredients that we know what they are. We put them in the food, like that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'll have that once in a while. I'm not gonna have a cookie skillet every single night or like a couple times a week, but like, no,
it's definitely not after that.
But I am not, I eat whole food for the most part, you know? And then if I want a unhealthy snack or something that's packaged, like, it's all the stuff you promote on your page.
Yeah. You know, like, and like you said it perfectly, like Joey was like, I'm never going to like go to the store and buy
just some crap. Like, I'm not going to get a package of Oreos.
Well, you know, even, like, no, not even that. But like, you were like, I'm just like, my first thought is never to like go buy a bag of Siete cookies or something. But you're like, if they're at the house and like you and Barrett are eating them, then I'll have a couple. But it's like, you're just like very adaptable. Like, and I think people think that you are so strict. And sometimes people think I'm so strict, but it's just like, it's just a balance of like what feels right. And it's not like all or nothing. Like this morning we tried those, what were those bars called? The cookies called?
Cow something.
But like the brand was so clean and it's made with like pasture-raised eggs that are soy-free and grain-free. It's like, those are like treats that like we don't mind like having a couple bites of. Like, it's just not, it doesn't have to be like so intense. And like, yeah, for sure, when I first saw your page, I was like, oh wow, like he means business.
It's pretty crazy that I've given off that vibe. But like, I mean, I guess I do mean business, but like, I was still eating Jackson sweet potato chips. And I'm like still eating like the Fronin ice cream. And
like our first date, we went to sushi and like that definitely probably used seed oils. It's just like, it's just a balance of
about
like that.
I don't know about seed oils and sushi. They probably put
yum yum
sugar
pasta
in
definitely
right.
has
yeah.
seed oils.
Yeah, yeah. But
it's just like the like we're not just like so insane that we never will go out on dates or we will never do XYZ. It's just like there's a time and place for
but I am also like very intentional. Like if we're gonna go on a date and get food, we're gonna go to a steakhouse and we're gonna get a good steak. Like that's my I'm not gonna go to I don't know, Chili's. French fries, you know, like I'm gonna.
Larry loves Chili's. I'm like, you can go by yourself.
Chili's chips and salsa is goated. I used to eat it all the time back in the day, but that's basically like.
Intentional is a good word.
Super intentional with everything I do, including the food that I eat. So,
yes, I agree. I'm assuming Kate has children. How has them coming into your life, I only have one, changed your outlook? Like, were you ever like, did you ever think that you would date a single mom?
No. And even when I saw your page, I was like, oh, she's got, well, at first I thought you were married, you know? And then I was like, oh, she's got kids. Like, well, I didn't, not kids. She has a kid. That's probably not going to work out. You know, like that was my initial thought. And then like one single conversation with you and that was all out the window. Like I could not care less. And I don't even necessarily know. What was the question? Does it change my perspective?
Yeah, change your like outlook, I guess. I don't know. Cause maybe there's other guys out there who are like, I would never date a single mom. Like there's too much baggage or whatnot. But like,
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say my previous outlook is I would never, I guess it just wasn't really a thought in my head. You know, I'd never even considered that. And then, like, when my friend told me about you, and he was like, oh, yeah, she's not married, and she had a kid in college, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, interesting. And, you know, but in my head still, I'm like, yeah, dude, like, dating someone with a kid, that kind of seems like a lot. I don't know if I could do that. Even though, like, I had never even met you, so I didn't even know if we would click or anything like that. But like I said, we had one conversation. I was like,
I swooned you.
Swooned is a great word. One conversation, and I was,
you're a hook.
Like, if you're with the right person, then nothing else matters.
It's true. That is true.
You know?
What is your favorite and least favorite thing about each other so far?
My favorite thing about Kate is her relationship with God. And my least favorite thing about Kate, I honestly don't have one.
Okay, you have to pick. You have to pick so you won't take offense.
Yeah, no, I
literally asked him this question the other day. I was like, is there anything I do that annoys you? And he was like, can I honestly think about it for a while? Like, I don't have an answer right now. And he was just like, I honestly not getting done
with this. It was like 7 hours later. I told you that.
Yeah.
Like that was in the afternoon you asked me. And then we were laying in bed at the end of the night. I was like, honestly, I couldn't think of anything.
Does she snore something?
Well, we don't have sleepovers. That's one of our.
No adult sleepovers.
Our boundaries. No sleepovers.
We got so many of those questions. Like, do you guys have sleepovers? Do you guys live together? We do not live together. We do not have sleepovers. Like, it's crazy to say, but like this relationship is a complete 180 of any relationship I've ever had. And I feel like that's why it works so well, because we are honoring God in all of our decisions. And I feel like that's why our relationship is just like so strong.
And it feels just effortless. Like, it just feels natural.
Yeah.
I don't have to try, or I don't have to, you know, think about doing certain things. Like, it just all comes so natural. I want to do all the things that I do for you. Yeah. I want to be with you all the time. I want to make sure that you're taken care of, and yeah, you know, all those good things. It's just, it comes natural. So I guess my least favorite thing about Kate.
When I'm loud.
No, I like that. Maybe when you doom scroll at night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She doom scrolls before bed.
And not even when we're together. You mean like when I'm...
Just in general.
Yeah.
You just doom scroll at night.
Before bed.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite thing about Joey, I won't cry, but...
please don't.
Like, he just effortlessly is just like the best person I know. Like, just it genuinely has such a good heart. Always wants to do things for others. Like, not even... Like, he'll just effortlessly do things for my family, too, without even just, like, he'll, like, come over and start unloading the dishwasher. Just, like, he makes everyone feel, like, seen and loved and important, and whatever their hobbies are, whatever they're doing, like, you just, I don't know, you're so good at just...
I'm intentional.
Yeah, you're intentional. You are so intentional, and also, like, it's just effortless for you to do things, like, mm-hmm. for others or want to do things for me. Like, I have never... felt more loved, but it's like his whole day is just structured of like, how can I make Mary Kate's life easier? What can I do for her? What can I do for others? What can I be doing for Barrett? Like, what can I take off Kate's plate? It's just like, I have never been loved. Like, I didn't know that like this is what like actual love was. It's just crazy. And you just like make me feel so safe. Like, and I think that's like huge for someone with anxiety. Like, you just, I always used to feel like I had to be on like high alert in all scenarios, but like when I'm with you, it's just like, oh, I can relax, like airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Airplane mode. Like, Joey's got it. Joey will take care of it.
That's sweet.
My least favorite thing. Sometimes I wish you just like weren't so chill. Like, sometimes, like, because I'm just not chill.
That's more crazy to me.
Yeah, and you're just like, you know,
I'm cool, calm.
Yeah, you're just cool, calm, collected. Like, nothing is getting to you. It's just like
which isn't true. I just keep it together, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my life is so chaotic, and so it is noon right now almost. I've been up, and I'm not trying to sound like a tough guy. Like, oh, I woke up at, you know, 4 a.m. Well, I've legit been up since 4 a.m. nonstop. Like, there's always something. So I feel like that's another thing with social media is obviously I'm not sharing every second of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing anything to hide my life from people. But I'm not going to get on social media and be like, oh, you'd never believe my day. I've been up since 4 a.m. I had to do this, this, and this. Like, people, at least I don't want to hear that. Like, people don't follow me to hear about all my problems. Like, when I'm sharing stuff on social media, I want to share it to, I think about it as if, do I want to see this? If I was following me, do I want to see this? And mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to see me getting on there and complaining. And like, it's not that I'm not trying to keep it real, but yeah, my life is insanity. I'm up if 4 or 5 a.m. and I'm nonstop until 9, 10 at night. So like, I have to keep it cool, calm, and collected, or else I'm just going to be living the most hectic, crazy lifestyle if I don't. So.
My husband's the same way. I'm like, could you freak out a little with me though? Just like, just a little. Sometimes we can freak out together.
Let's crash out together.
No crash outs.
How did you know I was the one?
How did I know you were the one when you DM'd me and asked if I got the COVID vaccine? when you followed me and DM'd me, I literally had butterflies in my stomach. Like, I remember it, my friends were like, oh, let's go out. And in my head, I remember being like, we didn't even speak more than two words to each other. And in my head, I was like, dude, I really like this girl. I know this girl is going to be, I can't say I knew right off the bat you were going to be the one, but like, I had a funny feeling about you right off the bat before we even said more than a few words to each other. And I had never felt so connected to another human being. Like, after we got to know each other and started talking for a few weeks, like, I had never felt so close to someone, especially doing the social media thing, which was brand new for me. You'd been doing it for a little bit, right? Since like March of 2023, I had started in September of 2023, and it took off very fast for me. And I was already living this lifestyle that was so like out of the ordinary. People looked at me like I was crazy. And I just felt so like I could relate to you so much right off the bat. And it was so easy with her. Like everything, what your witty little
you love
replies. I loved it so much. Yeah.
Like, I knew I was swinging you with that.
She was. Like everything I would say, if I had like a little flirty, witty comment, she'd instantly fire back, like without even thinking about it. And I was just like, man, she is so awesome. And everything was like, we were just the same person in male and female form. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's like awesome as is, but then just talking to her and everything came so natural. And I just genuinely wanted to do things for you and cared about you so much that I was just like, yeah, I know this is, she's it. Like, I can't imagine feeling this way about another person.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying earlier. Like, it really is a feeling. You just sort of know.
I just knew. Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally just knew. There's just no doubt in my mind that.
And then you kind of look back on all the other times that you thought you knew and you're like, oh, I didn't know then. Like, now I really know.
Yeah. And like, Jordan, like, I look up to Jordan and Larry's relationship so much, like, even before Joey and I, like, started dating. But like, I love how Jordan's husband takes care of her. Like, she just knows he's on it. Like, he takes care of everything. Like, he, like, provides all this stuff. And I was like, I need someone like that. And like, then that, like, you are that, like, Joey, like, just offer, like, and here's the thing, before anyone's like, oh, you know, a single mom, like, wants a guy for his money. Like, I am a very well established myself, right? Like, I actually don't need anyone's money at all. I'll just put that out there. I do extremely well on my own. I'm building a home. Anyway, he like just like wants to do kind things for me, like he pays for my car, like he got me a credit card in his name, or well, in my name, but like on his account. Like, it's just, you provide this like provider role so well that I just like, I knew that like, okay, this, it's safe to just let go and like just be with him and just like be vulnerable.
Yeah. And that's something we've been working on for a long time.
Being vulnerable, yes. Yeah. Cause I used to just bottle everything in, like, not even that I was a liar, but I would just like, if I just would choose to not tell people the truth, like, hey, how are you? I could be like crashing out and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm so great. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like with him, I could just genuinely be like, yeah, I'm struggling so bad right now. Like, I need help. And it's just, it's so refreshing because I know you're just like always there to help me.
Larry is your accountant, my husband. And he said the other day, Mary Kate better not mess this up. Joey's a saint. He said, Mary Kate doesn't need me anymore. She doesn't need me anymore to be her accountant because Joey pays for everything. It's all Joey now.
And like, you just like help me with my finances, like keep things in check. Like before, like Larry Larry like took over essentially like a man's role in my life of like making sure everything was intact. Like, hey, you're spending this month, you're bringing in this amount. Like, he was doing that for me. And now like Joey is able to like step in and do that for me. And it's just crazy to see, like, there really are really good men out there, ladies. All right. Like, Jordan and I are living proof that you can find good men.
Another question we got a lot was, how are your roles going to be? Are you going to take more traditional role? It seems like Joey's just going to kind of lead. And are you into that? Is that something?
Dude,
what's happening there?
I am so into it. For so long, I was so in my masculine because it's like I had to take care of everything, right? Like, I provide for me and my son. Nobody else does. Like, I'm the one who's watching my son all day, every day. Like, Barrett's dad works during the day. Like, I have just always been on it in all aspects. And like, when Joey stepped in, it was such a breath of fresh air to be like, oh, like, it's not all on my shoulders anymore. And you just like continued to prove that to me every day, to the point where I'm like, yeah, I can be totally in my feminine. And like, when we do get married and have kids, like, I will absolutely be taking a step back from like being so involved in social media and being such like a grinder. Like, you know, 2024 was the craziest year of my life. I could not imagine making the amount of money that I did. Like, I had no idea that that would be it. But like, it also put me so hard into my masculine of like, I was an absolute grinder. And in 2025 and 2026, like, I just want to step back and be like, I don't have to be doing all of these brand deals. I don't have to be on it 24/7. Like, I can fully surrender into knowing that, like, I could quit my job tomorrow, never do a social media ad again, and like, you still have me.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. How did you come to know Christ?
So I had absolutely no relationship with God whatsoever before I met you. And like we said before, she's super direct with me. She said, maybe what, second week of knowing me, first week of knowing me, thoughts on God. And we literally looked at the text the other day. She said, thoughts on God. And I did not believe in God, but I just was like, oh, I don't know. You know, like I don't really have a relationship with God or ever even really think about God. So I've come a long way from that. And I guess through all of our ups and downs, that just grew my faith so much more. And really, I just genuinely wanted a relationship with God after I met you. And I just started reading the Bible. I was like, oh, just read the Bible, see what happens, you know? And through reading it consistently every single day, day after day, it's just like the Bible's the truth. And when you know the truth, it's much easier to have a relationship with God because he works through you. And I would say summer of last year, after we had started, we didn't talk for what, 3 months or so. I moved to Florida. We started talking again when I was in Florida. And that first time when we started talking again, I was like, oh, it all makes sense. Like we stopped talking. I had to, you know, seek God. I have a relationship with God now. That's why that happened. And then it happened again between us. And I was just like, couldn't make sense of anything. And that is truly when I found God. That second time we started talking over the summer, I was just praying and truly seeking God before anything else. And when I did that, that is when I was saved. That is when I truly came to know Christ. And with you, it's like, I just want to deepen my relationship with God every single day and just grow closer to God with you and bring you closer to God. Yeah. And it makes it, I wouldn't necessarily say easier, but more of a desire for me.
Also, like I would tell him, or I would be thinking in my head, like the way he speaks to me, the way he treats me, I'm like, you, like in like his core values of like, you know, he told me like, I want, like, I would love to have a wife who wants to stay home, have babies, like I be the provider. And like, just the way you treat me, like you put me on such a pedestal of like, I want to treat you well. Like your core values are just screaming God and you don't even see it. You know, one time we were talking about like my success and I told you like, this is all from God. Like I am nothing without God. And I remember you saying, but what if like you could have just like manifested it or something? I'm like, no, you don't get it. Like it's God. And so it was just crazy to like watch your heart be opened and you just like, God just kind of like, I don't know, open your heart and like transform you. And this was a huge thing. Cause like, I remember, you know, you saying like, oh, like, yeah, I believe in God, but like, I don't really have a relationship, whatever. And I just remember thinking like, if this is God's will, he will change Joey's heart. And he instantly changed your heart. Like you genuinely wanted to know God and sought after God. And like, I didn't have to feel like I was the one being like, did you read your Bible today? Did you do this today? Like you totally took the reins and it was like such a God, like just, it was such God washing over you and just like opening your heart. And like, ladies, like he has literally done a 3-day fast for my anxiety. Like, I'm sorry. That is like the craziest. That's probably the nicest thing anyone has ever done because like, it's just, you are so selfless and you truly like, if you read in the Bible, it's like, love your life. We love your wife. Like God loves the church and not that we're married, but like you just depict that completely. Like you are willing to like lay down your life for me and my son. Yeah. And it's just, yeah.
Setting the bar very high.
Yeah, the bar is literally on the roof. Like,
I think that everything that you and I have gone through up until this point was necessary to be at this point with our faith and our relationship with God.
100%. Because now look at this like foundation you guys have now to build this relationship.
It's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And everything, like if I would not have like gone ghost and like, you know, we spent time apart, like you would have never had like truly sought and found God. Cause it's like, same thing kind of happened with me. Like when my last relationship ended, I was so down bad. It was like, I had nowhere else to turn to. And like, that's when I let God into my heart. But like when things are always going well and life feels easy, it's like, it's hard to be like, you know what? I'm going to seek God and have a relationship. Cause it's like, my life is going well. Why do I need him? But like, I was down bad. And so were you at that point? Like you just were
I just like had no, I couldn't understand. And that's where you're saying like, one day it was like a switch flipped and it was like, I understood you perfectly.
Yeah.
It's because I genuinely could not understand how we can be so in love and like everything be going so good. And then one day, like, oh yeah.
Can't
do this. I'm like,
luteal phase.
Yeah, literally. And when that happened again, I was just like, I just gave it to God. I just gave it to God because I was clueless as to what to do. I was like, this is entirely out of my control. I can't make sense of any of this. And I just prayed about it. And I just was like, that is when I developed true faith, is when I just like recognize this situation is out of my control. Mm-hmm. It's in God's hands and there's nothing I can do about it. And all I can do is seek God and do what I think he wants me to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was like July, August of last year is when that happened. And that's when I would say I truly developed a relationship with God.
Yeah. All right. Should we end on a personal note?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is a big question. Okay. Are you a gamer, Joey?
Am I a gamer? I used to be. I used to be a big gamer. Actually, my whole life. All through middle school, high school. Took a break in college. And then after college, I played for like 4 or 5 years. Shout out all my friends, all my gamer friends. I know they miss me on the ones and twos on Xbox. I was they were not happy when I ended my gaming career. We'll say that.
What's your gaming tag?
my gamer tag, we're going to keep it disclosed. We're not going to.
The people want to know.
I don't have it anymore. I no longer have it. I honestly don't want to say it because I've probably like talked bad to someone. I don't want to say it. And I did that when I went on, before I started my social media, not even that I like thought I did or said anything bad. I'm just like, if I'm entering this realm of subjecting myself to everyone in the world, I don't want there to be anything for someone to pull up on me. And I scoured the internet for myself before I made my social media page and thought of like everything, like literally thought of like my Xbox gamer tag. Like what messages did I send to someone when I was like upset that I lost in a game or something, you know, like I literally went through the internet and just wiped myself clean before I started my social media page.
Larry plays Fortnite with Barrett sometimes. And Barrett's dad called Kate the other day and said, who's Fatty Ninja? Ninja 92. Why is he playing with my son?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, why is Barrett have a random friend on his thing? And I was like, no, it's Larry. It's Larry.
Kind of name is Fatty Ninja.
Yeah.
Yep. But I used to be a gamer, but I'm retired. Entry retirement.
Okay. Everyone, this is probably one of the most asked questions that we got. And it's like very personal, but people want to know, are we waiting until marriage?
We are.
Like I said, this relationship is 180 different from any relationship we have ever been in with other people. Yeah. Like, and I remember telling him like very early on, like, hey, I'm waiting for marriage. And like, I wasn't even scared to tell you. Like, I just like felt like I could be open and honest. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Like you hadn't even, it was before you had a relationship with God, but you were just like, yeah, no problem. Like, that's okay.
Yeah, I respected it.
Yeah.
And also at the same time, I was like, yeah, we're going to get married. I want to marry her tomorrow. So yeah. It's like that.
And once you're married, game over. We're going to be pregnant together.
Yeah.
Barefoot.
I cannot.
Living in our feminine.
Yeah. Jordan and I to be pregnant together. That is going to be the ultimate dream.
It's going to be fun.
Jordan will probably have another baby though before then. But then when I'm ready to have my second, Jordan will be ready to have her third.
Yeah. Because I'm ready for my second right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little bit.
Yeah, we've got some time, but yeah.
Well, thanks for answering that burning question. There was a lot of, I was like, the audacity of people asking this question, but they wanted to know.
I think a lot of people are asking with good intentions.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of Christians have like messaged me and just said like, because like I'll post like a, because like at night, like we'll lay in bed and watch a show and like it's so harmless, but like people have messaged me and been like, I'm not trying to overstep, like, but just like as like someone who has a relationship with God, like do not let temptation or the devil like break that covenant. And I'm just like, I promise we're not like that. That's just, we want to do this so differently than everything else. And like, it's just, it feels right to wait.
Agreed.
Beautiful. That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered.